Hello and welcome to another Code Case special edition of Way Ahead. I'm teacher Fabio Emery, and in this program I'm going to read about three mysterious disappearances that have challenged investigators for years. At the end of this episode, I'm going to switch to Portuguese so that you can check up on some words and expressions from the text. Number 1. Madeleine McCann. The mysterious disappearance of Madeleine McCann in 2007 continues to baffle investigators to this day. The British 3-year-old vanished while on vacation with her family in Portugal and is now considered the most heavily reported missing person case in modern history, and for good reason. The story of McCann's mysterious disappearance began on the night of May 3, 2007, at a resort in Praia da Luz, in Portugal. Kate and Jerry McCann left Madeleine and her two twin siblings asleep in their rental apartment at the resort, which was on the ground floor, and went to have dinner with friends at a nearby tapas restaurant. The adults returned 2 hours later at 10 p.m., to find their eldest child gone. Later, the McCanns remembered how their daughter had asked them over breakfast the morning of her mysterious disappearance. She asked, "Why didn't you come when my brother and I cried last night?" The devastated parents were then led to believe that someone uninvited may have been in their apartment, and maybe even more than once. One of the first promising suspects in McCann's missing person case was 33-year-old Robert Murat. The British-Portuguese real estate consultant not only lived nearby, but a man matching his description was seen around 9:15 p.m. on the night of McCann's disappearance, walking toward his home carrying a child. But the Portuguese police cleared him when they found no evidence of his involvement with the kids. Next, the McCanns themselves were added to the list of suspects. Some investigators positive that Madeleine McCann actually died in the Praia da Luz apartment and that her parents fabricated this narrative of child abduction in order to cover it up. This theory seemed to hold some water, considering the fact that dogs that were brought on the scene seemed curiously alert inside the apartment and around the McCann family car, but no body was ever found. The grieving parents were officially removed as suspects in 2008, and the missing person case grew to become an unprecedented media phenomenon in the United Kingdom. Ever since a 2009 report found that the region of Portugal in which McCann went missing was awash with pedophiles, many have posited that the toddler was abducted by local sex traffickers. There are 38 known sex offenders in the Algarve. The area is a magnet for pedophiles, a reporter said. In an ominous turn of events, former MP Sir Clement Freud, who had a home nearby and knew the McCanns, was later outed as a pedophile. From later claims that Hillary Clinton's campaign advisor John Podesta and his brother snatched the girl from her home to theories that simply walked off, McCann's mysterious disappearance has never been solved. Whether by accidental death, sex trafficking, or abduction, McCann's remains one of the strangest missing persons cases in modern history. Jennifer Kessy. Jennifer Kessy had it all: a loving family, a loyal boyfriend, and a reliable job. When she disappeared on January 23, 2006, her family knew that something horrible must have happened to her. Although there is some grainy footage of a person of interest and Cassie's abandoned car was later found, her mysterious disappearance nonetheless continues to elude investigators. On the evening before that January day, the 24-year-old Floridian returned home from work and chatted with her family over the phone. She called her boyfriend Robert Allen around 10 p.m. and then went to bed. Then, texts and calls to Cassie went unreturned throughout the following day. Co-workers were surprised that she didn't show up to work. By 11 a.m., her parents drove from Tampa to Orlando to check if she was home. They found her car missing, but everything else seemed normal. Footage was retrieved from her apartment complex surveillance system, which showed an unidentified person dropping off Cassie's car at noon on the day of her disappearance. Unfortunately, any distinguishing characteristics of theirs were obscured by the apartment's gate. Journalists covering the case reported the mysterious figure as thus the luckiest person of interest ever. In the following frustrating years, police have found Cassie's abandoned Chevy Malibu, but not much else. The car yielded a leaded print, which was deemed too minuscule to reveal any helpful information. Additionally, none of the valuable items in Cassie's vehicle had been taken, which suggested that her unsolved disappearance wasn't instigated by a robbery. Authorities pivoted from a lack of evidence to the acquaintances and friends of Cassie's who might know more. Cassie's brother and boyfriend both investigated one of Cassie's ex-boyfriends on their own, but it was quickly ruled out. An older work colleague interested in Cassie was also cleared as a suspect. By this point, investigators had no more clues to follow. Cassie's credit cards went unused and her cell phone was turned off. Cassie, it seemed, had simply evaporated into thin air. It has now been 14 years since Cassie's mysterious disappearance. Imagine waking up and your daughter is nowhere to be found, said Orlando Police Detective Teresa Sprague. You can't reach her. You can't locate her. The police can't locate her. Hours turn into panic and days into your worst nightmare. I cannot imagine the nightmare the Cassie family has been sleepwalking through. The Jamison Family. Shortly before the entire Jamison family vanished in 2009, the father Bobby Dale Jamison visited his pastor and claimed that their home was haunted. Days later, Jamison, his wife Sherilyn, and their six-year-old daughter Madison all disappeared from their Eufaula, Oklahoma home. It was October 8, 2009, when the family was reported missing. Police found their pickup truck a few days later, but it only added to the mystery as it was discovered in Latimer County, 1 hour away, and contained the family's IDs, wallets, phones, their pet dog, and $32,000 in cash. The Jamesons were both collecting disability checks at the time, leading police to believe that they could only have acquired this much cash if they were involved with buying or selling drugs. Investigators thought that perhaps the Jamesons were killed in a drug deal gone wrong, but then wondered why they had brought their daughter and dog along with them. Everything found in the car suggested that the Jamesons didn't think they'd be away from the vehicle for long. But the missing persons case went cold for years, until November 16, 2013. 3 miles from where their truck had been found, hunters discovered the skeletal remains of two adults and one child. While forensic experts were confident that these belonged to the Jamison family, no cause of death could be determined from them. At this time, the police renewed their quest to finally solve the case. Police recalled how Bobby Dale Jameson had told his pastor that 2 to 4 ghosts were living on his roof and haunting his family's home. Then, they discovered some unsettling security footage of the house on the night of the family's unsolved disappearance. The video showed both adults packing up their belongings and dumping them in the back of their pickup. Meanwhile, Sherilyn's mother claimed that her daughter and son-in-law had become involved with a cult. Police also discovered that Sherilyn had recently purchased a satanic Bible. Some suspected instead that Bobby Dale Jameson's father had murdered the family. Jameson had recently filed a protective order against his father, which painted him as a very dangerous man who thinks he is above the law. Perhaps the most convincing theory, however, was that Jameson first killed his family before committing suicide. This theory was initially sparked by an angry 11-page letter Sherilyn had written to her husband prior to their disappearance. Ultimately, the Jameson family's unsolved disappearance remains a disturbing open case. Alright, and now let's switch to Portuguese. Pois então, estamos aqui agora voltando à língua pátria, voltando ao português, para falar sobre o vocabulário que apareceu aqui nesses três casos bem curiosos, bem misteriosos, que eu narrei agora em inglês para vocês. Aliás, esses textos, para quem quiser acompanhar melhor, eles estão no site allthatisinteresting.com. Eu vou deixar o link desses casos todos aqui para vocês depois lerem, ok? Na descrição do episódio. Nesta noite em que todos os cachorros da vizinhança resolveram latir, em que todas as motos resolveram passar aqui na frente, eu falei, bom, vou fazer assim mesmo. Os meus queridos ouvintes vão entender, porque vocês são as melhores pessoas do mundo e o trabalho tem que ser feito. Vamos lá. No primeiro caso que eu falo, que é sobre o famoso, né, caso do desaparecimento da inglesinha Madeleine McCann, eu começo assim: The mysterious disappearance of Madeleine McCann in 2007 continues to baffle. Baffle, o que é baffle? Baffle, que é uma das palavras que estarão escritas na descrição do episódio, não se preocupem, significa confundir. Continues to baffle investigators. Continua confundir os investigadores. Depois, outra palavra que eu falo: The British 3-year-old vanished. Vanished. Vanished é desapareceu. Então, vanished, desapareceu. Depois, ainda no caso da Madeleine McCann, tem uma expressão bem legal aqui, bem interessante. Ever since 2009 report found that the region of Portugal in which McCann went missing was awash with pedophiles. Awash with. Awash, inundado. Então, inundado por pedófilos. Não é tão legal, mas a expressão é interessante. Awash, né? Depois, sim, essa é bem legal, que eu falo assim, ó. In an ominous turn of events, que significa em uma nefasta, fatídica cadeia de eventos. Então, em uma fatídica, em uma nefasta cadeia de eventos, algumas outras coisas vieram a acontecer, vocês ouviram eu falar ali. Vamos para o caso da Jennifer Cassie, que é um outro caso bem conhecido lá fora, onde eu falo, her mysterious disappearance, nonetheless, que palavrinha, né? Nonetheless, continues to elude investigators. Ou seja, nonetheless, significa todavia. Her mysterious disappearance, nonetheless, continues to elude investigators. Que é o seu desaparecimento, todavia. Então, nonetheless, todavia, continua a enganar os investigadores. Nonetheless, todavia. Depois, ainda dentro desse mesmo caso, eu falo a expressão person of interest. Person of interest, que é podemos traduzir como pessoa de interesse, como aquela série, né? Costumava ser traduzida. Pode, só que não nos diz muito, porque é um termo muito mais de lá de fora. A gente pode traduzir person of interest como pessoa suspeita ou que seja importante para uma investigação. Não tem problema chamar de pessoa suspeita, tá bom? Ah, e depois eu ainda falo, the car yielded a latent print, que é muito estranho, né? Yielded a latent print, que significa o carro produziu, ele tinha uma impressão latente, né? Gozado isso aí, né? Vem do verbo to yield, que é produzir. É como se o carro, ele tivesse alguma mancha, alguma impressão, de repente até digital, tá? Acredito que seja porque impressão digital em inglês é fingerprint, então de repente era isso que significava essa print, né? Então ali também, yielded a latent print. Depois temos mais o caso maluco da família toda que desapareceu, the Jameson family. Aqui não tem muita coisa complicada, temos apenas uma palavra que de repente algumas pessoas não sabem, que fala ali, Bob Dale Jameson visited his pastor and claimed that their home was haunted. O que é haunted? Ou dependendo do accent, né? Oh, meu Deus do céu, accent. Eu tô naquela fase que eu sei a maldita palavra em inglês, mas não me lembro em português. Isso vai acontecer um dia com vocês e é bom, tá? Significa que vocês já estão com bastante vocabulário, assombrada, né? Então, haunted. Dependendo do accent ou dependendo do sotaque, my God, sotaque, vocês vão ouvir haunted ou haunted. Então, significa assombrado. Então, the home was haunted, ou the home was haunted. A casa estava assombrada. Depois, uma curiosidade que fala assim, the Jamesons were both collecting disability checks. O que é disability checks? É uma espécie de seguro-desemprego para quando a pessoa está com algum problema de saúde que a impossibilita de trabalhar. É bem específico. Então, eles estavam recebendo disability checks, ou espécie de pagamento ou seguro-desemprego. Era isso, então. Teve bastante coisa. Acredito que foi bem bacana, foi bem legal para dar aquela trabalhada no seu listening. And now I'm gonna go. Fico por aqui porque eu sei que vocês querem ouvir de novo, vocês querem mais uma vez dar uma praticada. E quando vocês estiverem aí andando de bicicleta, lavando a louça, refestelando-se na rede, deitados nos pelegos ou no chão, enfim, onde quer que vocês estejam, qualquer lugar e qualquer hora é momento para que vocês ouçam este fantástico podcast, que é o melhor para vocês aprenderem cada vez mais inglês. Alright, people, that's it. See you next time.